Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast. I'm your host, Edub, joined by the on the road, Yakiri Thomas from Fixing the Sports. What is going on, Yakiri?
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello. Yes, yes, yes. I am en route somewhere.
So listen, we're doing the show from the audio standpoint today. We're not doing it live, so if you're catching it on the replay, we want to thank you guys for checking us out all season long. This is the last show of season two of the ATL Dream Podcast. I know, right? Like, you know, I should have queued up Boys to Men. It's so hard to say goodbye, but you know,
I don't want. Would have been so fitting.
Hey, I didn't want Yakiri to start crying, so I didn't do it like that, you know, so.
Thank you, because you know this, I am a crybaby.
This episode, we're just going to take a look back on the season that was, the ups, the downs, and what the possible future may look like as far as the Atlanta Dream are concerned. Another tough year, man, another tough year. The Dream finished 8-24th, which is 11th out of 12 in the WNBA. Fall short of the playoffs. And, man, like, this season needs its own biopic. Like, I thought last year was crazy, but this year was like, hold my beer, right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. This season was so many ups and downs. So many surprise twists and turns. It felt like it could have easily be one of those dramatic series. You know, like, how in the world did we get here?
Oh, man. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if the whole thing with Coach Nikki resigning and going to Baylor just like just on a whim. I don't know, like, if that just set everything off or it was just, I don't know, man, but. I wanted to ask you this. If you could sum up the year in like one word, like, and I know that's really hard, like, what would be your word be for this year when you think about this season in its totality?
Melodrama.
Melodrama. Melodrama is a good one. Go ahead and explain why you would say melodrama. That is a very good one.
Oh, my God. Because it was just so unexpected, like you said, you know, the beginning of the season. Before the season even began, we kid you not, fans, we kid you not, folks. We were literally talking to Coach Nikki the eve of her announcement that she was going to Baylor. We literally was just speaking to her, and then that just offset so many things, you know. And then we had alleged fight between two of the players, allegedly.
Hey, it ain't no alleged.
Keep it 100.
Yeah, let's keep it 100, man. Ain't nothing. We ain't had. Hey, it ain't nothing alleged about that, man. They was beefing.
Hardcore.
Yes.
Which was not bad. I mean, that wasn't bad news, but it was unexpected. You know, we had our coach, the interim coach, say, you know what? No more. My health is priority, and I'm going to kick back and push Darius in the forefront. And then, injuries. Did we mention injuries? It was just unexpected events every I kid you not, was it every other game seemed like? It was just really a crazy, chaotic year to say.
Yeah.
That's all I can say, you know?
I think melodrama is a very good word. There was no lacking of drama this season. From everything you just talked about, it was just like, you're just like, okay, there's no way like something else can happen. And every time you said it, something did happen, right?
I know. That's what's so crazy about this. It was just like, oh my gosh, what in the world can happen next? Let's not jinx this. Let's say nothing's going to happen. Let's just say that. And as soon as we said that, something else would happen. So, yeah. Melodrama,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, melodrama, that is. If I had to pick a word, I would say, and it's somewhat similar to melodrama, I would just say chaos.
I know. You know what? That was the first thought that went to my mind. And I was like, no, let me be cheery and dramatic.
So,
but you're absolutely right.
But melodrama and chaos are very closely related. But I say chaos because, and not necessarily in the most negative tone, but it's just right. We never got a chance to be on one accord, it seemed like, as far as a team is concerned, right? So when you're not on one accord, when you're not together, there's chaos. I felt that there was never unity. There was never togetherness with this team. Like, yeah, the girls played with each other. They played well. But we always had different lineups. We had different coaches. We had to deal with the injuries. There was always something that just disturbed. I mean, players getting pregnant, like folks getting kicked off the team. There was always something to disrupt the continuity of this team. And so that's why I say chaos, because the opposite of cohesion is chaos. And so it was just chaos, man. So, you know, you got to salute the players. They did the best they could, you know, amidst everything, you know, despite the injuries, despite having three coaches, you know, they went out there and played hard every single night, sometimes with 7.5 players, you know? Uh-huh. So it's a testament to how the ladies played, you know, showing their resiliency. But yeah, man, it was chaos. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It was. All the way, nonstop.
So while we're recapping the season, I'm gonna ask you about the low point of the season. But what was the high point for you? Like when you think about like the things that were like really good, like what was the like? Can you pick a high point from this season when you think about like the season in its totality? And I know you can because you're a glass half full type of person.
Well, thank you. I try my best. But I think the high point of the season is when we did get a win. You know, just seeing the team coming together, just seeing the team just being excited about the next game. Now, mind you, every single game, the team was almost as if like, oh, loss? We didn't have a loss last night. We didn't have a loss last week or whenever that loss happened. Every single time those ladies came out right before the game, they were on a high, man. They were just ready to just strike right forward and get a win. They were ready. And to see when we did get a win, those were definitely my high points of the game. Every single time, they were excited. Every time, it was just an amazing feeling, looking forward to the next game. But, again, my high points was when we got wins.
The W's. And the W's were few and far between, of course, with them going 8-24. But the high point for me was I'm gonna go Courtney Williams in the All-Star game. Like to me, it was like the bright spot of like, okay, yes, the season is bad, but we got an All-Star. You know what I mean? Like we have somebody representing Atlanta Dream. All-Star weekend, she went, you know, she looked great in her little, you know, her little green outfit with her, you know, with her boo there and her green hair and just typical Courtney Williams, you know what I mean? With that swag, you know, and it was just like, it gave me a sense of pride, you know, she's representing Atlanta, she's representing the Dream. Yeah, they ain't got that many wins, but we up here in this All-Star game because we got an All-Star, you know? And to me, that was a high point. So just her making the All-Star team was something very special to me. And a close second to that was when she hit that that game-winning shot in New York, because that was a very special game to me as well, too.
I love Courtney. Courtney Williams, you can never fail with Williams. I mean, she really played the game, played all of the games with all her heart. That girl right there, I am definitely looking forward to seeing her coming back next season. Hopefully.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was definitely my highlight of the year, Courtney, and, you know, the game-winning shot, becoming an all-star. As far as low points, and I know there's many to choose from. Is there a point in the season where you just felt like you just got punched in the stomach and you're just like, oh, man, not again. Oh, no, out. You know, is there one moment that you could think of?
The low points of the season, for me, Edwin, you know, just to be honest with you, the low point of the season for me came when it was off the court, when I actually saw the players in person, you know, and that made me feel for that first moment in my life. I realized we still cover these ladies virtually and they don't know us. You know, that was my lowest point for me. Just seeing Courtney Williams in person, you know, just seeing how tall she is. And then, you know, knowing that we've covered her, you know, covered the Dream how many games now, and they still have no idea who you are. So I'm like reintroducing myself, like, hi, Courtney Williams. Yeah, I'm Gary Thomas with Tips in the Sports. And of course, you know, seeing the other girls too that kind of knew you, but just seeing the new players that we really haven't had a chance to like initially introduce ourselves to them because we're still covering them virtually. Now, that was my low point. I can go and owe all these L's, but I definitely felt like, you know, damn. Been covering these ladies for how long and they still like, I know who you are. You know, that was kind of my low point.
Yeah, you know, still feeling the effects of COVID and the different of how you cover games now. You know, even though you're in the building, you still don't have the access like we used to have.
Yeah.
And it's just different, you know, it's just different.
It is. It is.
So, so for me, the low point for me was probably when the story broke about the player beef. Like, you know, that was a gut punch to me because it was just like, yo, like I can suffer through a losing season. Like, you know, I cheer for a lot of teams that aren't, you know, that don't have a history of winning. So I can suffer through a losing season, but when, you know, your team is fighting amongst themselves, that's kind of like, oh, man, like, what the hell are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, that didn't sit right with me at all. Regardless of whose fault it is or whatever the case may be, I just don't like the fact that, look, man, like, y'all can't be beefing on a losing team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if y'all a championship team and y'all fighting to see, you know, who's going to be, you know, the band or whatever. But, you know, doing that when you're going through so much and y'all out here fighting, like, that's I really didn't like that at all. Like,
Of course.
I feel some way.
I mean, it sucked. I mean, it really sucked because you really saw people on social media, you know, the back and forth, right? It was just kind of, like, just sickening just to see that happen again, you know, with our team, you know. And, again, I'm with you on that 100%. Just to see that happening amongst the team. We're supposed to be a team, you know. We're supposed to be unity, unified. But there was a big division amongst some players. Was it some or just the two?
Well, I mean, whether it's two or whether, you know, it's just, I mean, we know it's there, right? So it's just, it's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. So, yeah, that's what
it wasn't.
Like. What was your biggest surprise of the year? I guess you can take that good or bad. It can be a player or a situation, or like when you think about like surprises of the year, like what was like at the top of that list?
The top of the list, to be honest, the pregnancy. That was one of my biggest.
That's a good one. that is a good one.
Diane, what? Dude, we just saw you. Like,
yeah.
That was unbelievable. Although it was amazing, although it's a blessing, that was like my surprise. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I think sometimes we lose fact. I think sometimes we lose fact that the fact that these people are humans. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like they're regular folks. You know, and regular folks, they get down with the get down, and they have babies. You know, but it was just weird because like the timing of it was just really. The timing of it was really crazy. It's just like, oh, she's pregnant. Okay. So, yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Right. And your
the surprise for me, I'm going to go early in the season. Like, Coach Nikki the Baylor, like, that was hell of a surprise. Like, I'm still kind of confused about how the whole thing went down. It was like, oh, one day Nikki's just gone. Right? And it was just like, and I understand, like, that's kind of how the business is, but it was still like, yo, man, like, you know, you couldn't call a brother. It was just wild. We, man.
It was wild. You're right. I mean, we literally just spoke to her. We literally just spoke to her.
Yeah. Let me ask you, like, on that same line. As far as players are concerned, like, was there any player that surprised you this year? We had a couple new faces on the team, and like again, we had an all-star this year. Tiffany came back from injury, then she got hurt, and then she came back from injury again. So, as far as the play of the players is concerned, what players kind of surprised you this year when you look at the totality of the team?
Ari, you know, she really came out fighting strong. Ari, I definitely think that she was one of those players that we would definitely see as probably one of those franchise players. You know, I really was surprised by Ari. I didn't know a lot about her before the season started, but I know that, you know, from just doing my research on her, she really did come out fighting. I was pleasantly surprised by her performance this year.
Yeah, and shout out to Ari because she made the WNBA All AP All Rookie Team. So, you know, shout out to her for making that honor. And we're looking for bigger and better things. And look, man, we was beating that Ari drum toward the end of the season. We was like, look, man, if we're not gonna make these playoffs, you might as well put that rookie in there and see what she has. You know?
Yes, and she didn't disappoint.
Nah, she didn't disappoint. She, you know, it's a lot to take in when you're just like, you know, being a rookie in this league. Salute to Odyssey Sims that kind of took her under her wing, and you saw a lot of mentoring with those two and a lot of cheering for each other. And I thought that was dope because she didn't really have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah,
playing the same position, she didn't have to. But I mean, I saw with my own eyes a lot of the mentorship the Odyssey gave her, and I thought that was really good to be commended. But yeah, man, salute to Ari.
Yes, absolutely.
The player that surprised me, and again, you could go many ways. I mean, you look at the resiliency of Tiffany coming back from injury twice. You look at Courtney's all-star year. But I'm going to go Crystal Bradford. I didn't know anything about Crystal Bradford. And I was like, yo, who is this lefty? Like, who just be out here hooping? Like, she's on a playground. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes her play will get her into trouble because, you know, she tried to put a little bit too much hot sauce on it. But I really enjoyed when she was healthy and when she was playing. She played herself into the starting lineup. And, yeah, man. So she was a big surprise to me. Like, I really enjoyed seeing her play this year, man. So my surprise is going to go out to Crystal Bradford, man. She had a really good year when she was healthy. I hate that she got hurt, but you know, that's kind of just, you know, the nature of the business sometimes, I guess, you know.
Yeah, at this point. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, moving forward. So we're talking about moving forward. We've already got this year behind us. We already put this year behind us. Yeah, like the playoffs are starting, but it's been I'm gonna be honest with you, it's been hard for me to get into the playoffs because, like, I kind of sulk a little bit when the season's over. Like, I'm gonna get into the playoffs, but I need about a week to sulk and, like, you know, I need some to let it all out, you know what I mean, before I get back into the WNBA playoffs.
No, I get it. I mean, I feel the same way. It's almost like what's the point? And you're like, I don't even want to watch it. No, I don't want to turn it on. But I definitely understand how you feel because I am feeling the same way. I am actually just now starting to get back in that mojo. Okay, Atlanta Dream are gone. They're eliminated. Let's focus on WNBA playoffs. And that is an important part of our job.
Yeah, man. It'd be hard to turn the page sometime, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. It'd be hard to turn the page.
Yes, right. To say the least. Yes.
So, looking forward to next season, there are a lot of decisions that have to be made. And we kind of talked about this during during the season. We talked about the number of free agents that the Atlanta Dream have. They have a lot of free agents. I don't know exactly what direction Renee and the team want to do. Let me see if I can pull up the amount of people that are free agents. Well, let me just say this.
Okay.
I won't pull up everybody that's a free agent because there's a whole bunch of them. I'll just tell you the players that are under contract for next year, right? So next year, they only have 5 players under contract.
Oh, wow.
5 players under contract. Everybody else is a free agent, right? So we have Cheyenne Parker is under contract. Tiana Hopkins, Kennedy Carter, Ari McDonald, and Mate Corzilar. I cannot pronounce her last name. Cazorla. So I think she's just on the book. So I think they just kind of have her rights because I don't think she's in the league. But
everybody else
that I didn't name is a free agent. So that's crazy, right? That is crazy.
So obviously
you have to field your team. Obviously there's going to be free agents from other teams. In the WNBA, players move from team to team. But if you're a GM, who are some of the free agents that you want to see back, or do you kind of just rebuild and just, you know, say, okay, Ari, this is your team, and maybe go elsewhere in some positions, which is a tough decision to make, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you get accustomed to these players when they've been here for so long. Do you just turn the keys over to Ari? Do you try to bring some of these free agents back? Like, what are you thinking when you hear all those free agent names?
I'm scared, to be honest. I'm so frightened because I know, you know, the nature of the business. You know, here today, gone tomorrow. You know, vets, COVID, they're here, then they're gone. So I can definitely see there is going to be a major shakeup. I would love to see E. Will come back. I would love to see Tiffany Hayes. I would love to see Monique Billings. But that may not be the case, you know.
Yeah.
We do want to win games. We definitely want to win games. So, I'm not going to put it out there, but I know I got a feeling there's going to be a major shakeup.
I'm with you. My thing is this. If I'm looking at all those free agents and the only ones that I have under contract are the 5 that I named, I would just make it kind of like a tier. To me, my top tier to bring back would be Courtney Williams. Like, she's top tier. If you're going to spend money on somebody, if you're going to break the bank on somebody, spend it on your all-star. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that anybody else don't deserve to get paid, but if you're moving forward, you say, okay, I want Courtney to be a part of this team. You know, you want Ari to be here. And I'm like you. I like E. Will. I like Monique. But to me, the priority is Courtney Williams. And you just kind of have to trust Renee to say, okay, I trust you to build this thing, to rebuild it, to rebrand it if you have to. You know, you have Ari and Courtney be, you know, your backcourt of the future. You still got, you know, I don't know what Cheyenne Parker's, she plans to sit out next year, or, you know, there's still a lot of questions, right? So, I don't know. That's kind of how I look at it.
Absolutely. We just don't know. But there is going to be something. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, we're in agreement. There's definitely going to be a shakeup. I mean, it's definitely going to look different. It's definitely going to look different. Just from the shape, from the standpoint of, we still don't have a coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, a coach, you know. And so they're going to want to come. And that might be a good thing, right? So they're going to come and they're going to be able to build this team basically, like, you know, build it from scratch. If they, you know, uh-huh. if this is who they have under contract, they're going to say, hey, I want so-and-so back. I want to try to get this one back. And I think Renee has a good pulse on the team to say, okay, well, we want to move on or we want to go here. So it's scary, but it's exciting in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Both.
So let me ask scary you specifically either. About one of our players, and that's Miss Kennedy Carter, who is a tremendous talent. But we saw, you know, she there was some beef that she had with some of the team, some of the players on the roster or a player on the roster. And I'm not sure what the relationship is like with her and management, to be honest with you. What are your thoughts on Kennedy and bringing her back? Or do you think it may be better for her to have another, you know, a change of scenery? What are your thoughts on Kennedy? And keep in mind, we don't know. We don't have any intel on this. This is all just guessing.
Yes, this is definitely our guess. But I just, you know, again, Kennedy, such a bright talent, such a young, energetic. I mean, the girl is considered the female version of AI, okay? So to say, you know, and who loves AI more than Keri Thomas? Hello? But to say the least, I think, and it's no dig, I really feel maybe a new scenery would probably be best for her. I think her heart isn't in it. You know, I feel like if they brought her back, she still may have some, you know, residual animosity, you know, and new scenery. You know, just let her go. I hate to say that, but yeah.
And the thing about it is, it's almost like a Ben Simmons situation. Like, you know, sometimes you just got to move on, you know. And I think, and I'm in agreement with you. I think a change of scenery will be best for her, for both parties. You know, let her go somewhere where she can ball out, you know what I'm saying, have another opportunity, a change of scenery. It may be good for her, and it may be good for the Dream, because maybe they can get some I know you can get a high draft pick if you're trying to move her for draft picks, or at least another decent player to come up in here. You know, you're not just going to trade her for no, you know, pack of Apple Jacks or nothing like that. You're going to get something good in return. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're gonna get at least the first rounder if you want draft picks, if you want a, you know, a decent player, I don't know. But you're gonna get something of value in return, you know? So I've always said that, you know, I think a change of scenery will probably be best for her. And just, you know, turn the keys over to Ari. If you can bring Courtney back, you got your backcourt of the future. Maybe you grab another first rounder in the Courtney deal. And then we go from there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can bring some of these vets back with E. Will and Monique or something like that. But I think moving forward, if I was the GM, that would kind of be the direction I'd be looking at.
You know what? Hire Edwin Powell as the GM at
Lemon. They don't want me to do that. They don't want me to do that, man.
Exactly.
Man.
Please hire him. But no, nah, I get it.
I'm gonna stay in my little education lane. You know, teaching PE to my little elementary kids. I'm gonna stay in that lane right now. So yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We talked about earlier during the season. We talked about different coaches possibly coming in. And I remember at one point you said Don Staley would be a good person to, like, kind
of
bring in. But Don Staley's, like, kind of the cream of the crop. Like, Don Staley's not coming.
Mm-hmm. No, like, realistically,
if you gave her a bunch of money, she probably wouldn't come here. Because she's, like, you know, she's top of the line, man. She is top of the line. I love her. I would love to get her here, but I don't know, man. Like, do you still have any idea of who could come in and who you think would be a good coach for this team?
I'm so glad that you asked that question, because I've been thinking about this whole situation about who would be the next coach for the Atlanta Dream. I've, you know, at the last home game, I had the opportunity to bum rush Coach Johnny Taylor, which most of you who don't know, it's Coach Darius Taylor's wife, and I commended her on, you know, doing just a fantastic, fabulous job at UGA. However,
I'd love for you to come to Delano Dream.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she laughed about it, but I really was for real. I was really serious, and I definitely would love to see maybe a family affair. How fantastic would that be to have Johnny Taylor to come in and her husband be the assistant? Oh, my gosh. I would just be so in awe, so elated. That's kind of what I, you know, thought would be a best choice since Miss Dawn Staley is out there doing other fabulous things. Let's get Johnny Taylor. She might actually, you know, turn this team around.
I'm with that, man, because I don't even have a name for you. Like, I don't even have a name, like, of who I think would be, you know, really good. Like, I mean, and you had said this, like, a couple weeks ago. You've been on the Taylor train, and I'm with that, too. I'm hopping there with you. Like, yo, I don't know if they would do that because of, you know, like, do you let the husband go and be like, nah, we don't want your husband, we want your wife. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Does that cause problem in the household? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I know. That would be crazy. But would it really be a conflict of interest for her to be the coach, the head coach, and he'd be the assistant coach? Would they not allow that? Is that against the rules?
I don't know, man, but I think she's a fabulous coach. Like, at the end of the day, I think she's a fabulous coach, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, the only thing would be just, like, the nepotism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, you only got this job because your man was the, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. It would be interesting, though, you know?
Yeah, you know, and Do they bring in somebody from the outside? Do they promote one of the ladies that they brought in as one of the assistants this season? Mm. There's a lot of direction that Renee and her group can go. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of work for them to pull out, you know? They're going to be busy this offseason, man. They're going to be really busy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's almost kind of going to be neat to kind of see how they rebuild this thing. They're going to have to rebuild it because, again, you only have five players under contract. So you're going to have to rebuild it in some sense of the, you know, some semblance of the word. But it's going to be interesting, man. You know, new coach, a new team, you know. I don't know. But I'm with the Johnny Taylor move. Do you have anybody else you would think? any other name?
You know what? If I had to really pick a person at this time, I would probably, who would I pick? You know what? I would stick with Darius. You know what? If we can't find anyone, let's give Darius a try. Let's just see. I really like Coach Darius. I think, you know, when he jumped into that role of, you know, interim coach, I thought it was a good move. However, he was left with some missing pieces to this puzzle. I still would say, give him another try. Let's just see what he can do next season. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I think that he definitely deserves some consideration. I think whoever you bring in, as far as like your GM is concerned, I think they're going to have a huge say-so. If they want somebody, they may want their own guy or lady, whoever, you know. But Darius definitely deserves a shot, if nothing else. You know, he's been here. He deserves a shot. He never really got a fair chance because he never really got a full team to coach. You know?
Right. Exactly.
And I think Mike Peterson is still on as like a consultant or something. Maybe he puts in a word for Darius or something. I don't know. You know? So many unknowns. You know? Yeah.
Right. You're
so
right.
So many unknowns. But, yeah, a lot of unknowns. As we wind things down, I want to ask you, and I know we talked a little bit about Courtney being the all-star this year and just having a really solid year. I don't know if that's the obvious choice, but if you had to name a player of the year for this team, would it be Courtney or would you go somewhere else?
You already know where I'm going. She has been the player of the week for how many weeks, consecutive weeks for me? Courtney Williams! Definitely one of those players that, again, I'm saying, yeah, that, I mean, we just cannot discount her. She is a beast in the paint. We got to keep Courtney. We got to have Courtney. I have to have Courtney in my life. She is my player. That's who I'm going with. Courtney Williams is who I'm going with.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the obvious pick, but I just wanted to see if you had somebody. Who I would pick too. And I would say just not, you know, from the stats and from the standpoint of being an all-star, she was able to stay healthy. She was able to be out there. I think a lot of times the ask for her to carry was a little bit too heavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she was put in a bad situation where fourth quarter she had to make these shots. And it's like, look, man, she's been carrying you the whole season. And now you're asking her to make these shots when she got to play defense. She has to rebound. She's got to play 37 minutes. And then, like, you know, folks say, man, when shots don't fall, like, yo, I mean, I thought she had a tough ass. She never complained, always had a great attitude. You know what I mean?
And she still had energy. Although it didn't land, her energy was still there. She did not play at times like she was tired. So, Courtney Williams, that's her.
We are in agreement for the player of the year this season. Courtney Williams, salute to you, our all-star. Hopefully, many more all-stars to come. One thing that we always do on the show is unsung heroes. Do you have an unsung hero for the season or for the year?
You know what? I definitely want to say this before we end out. Atlanta Dream, the team, I would say that is togetherness. You know, at the end of the game, I know that you and Malik stayed up at top, and me and JJ went down, but just to be in the building during that time and seeing all the fans appreciate the ladies, just seeing everybody just come out and just support our team. And the ladies, they could have easily chucked the deuces and was like, you know what, we lost this game, I'm out. You know, but every single Atlanta Dream player came. Crystal, she was even on her little scooter, you know, spinning around. She was out there greeting fans, just seeing the fans, showing their support for our team, seeing the fans excited, like, can I get the autograph? And for a moment, E, I'm not going to lie to you, I was like, can I get an autograph? I became a fan. But, you know, just, again, the team and as a whole, that is my, you know, that's it. The whole Atlanta Dream team, period. I'm just so proud of those girls. I am so proud of those ladies.
Yeah.
And those are my unsung heroes.
Gotcha. Good call. You know, salute to the Dream fans. Been supporting all season. It was glad to see them back in the building. Salute to the Dream who had a just fabulous specialty nights when they had, you know, HBCU night and honoring just people they honored, like, you know, honoring the mayor and honoring Warnock. Mm-hmm. Like, so much good came out of this season, I thought, like, outside of just, like, you know, despite not winning, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give my unsung hero to someone that's kind of been sung. They're not really unsung, but
okay.
I'm going to give my unsung hero to Renee Montgomery. You look at the journey that she has taken and now being part of the ownership group and not no silent ownership partner that's just like in the background. I'm talking about front row, cheering for your squad, you know what I'm saying? Yes. You know, our last game with Tiffany Hayes made like a Euro step, went to the hoop. She's running down. She's looking at Renee. Renee jumps out of her seat. She's, you know, they both got their hands up like they still teammates at UConn, right? I love that. I love her energy. You cannot not love Renee Montgomery. And I know she gets a lot of attention. And, like, again, she's not unsung by any stretch of the imagination. But if I had an award to give, I would give it to her. I believe in to her ability to be an owner, and I believe that she's going to turn this thing around. And so, yeah, I would give mine to Renee Montgomery.
Ah, amazing. Yes. Love, love, love her. And not to mention, we will see her again on the other side of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes,
Montgomery doing big things, right?
Big things, man. Big things. She's got a lot of work to do, so she's going to be really busy.
Yes.
Really busy.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, man. I think we about got through everything, Kiri. As far as the Atlanta Dream are concerned, again, finished season 11 out of 12, but there is optimism for rebranding and, rebuilding this thing next year to see what it's going to look like. Yeah, that's what it is, man. Do you have any final thoughts on the season or any final things?
My final thoughts?
Yes.
I have a final thought. Okay, my parting shot is everyone vote for Yukiri Thomas as Edwin's Powell's Nets co-host for the season. You can go to Yukiri.com. You can go to Yukiri's page on Twitter. You can go to find me on the Facebook and vote. Tell Edwin Powell Yukiri is your official and one and only co-host. Thank you. That's my parting shot.
Hey, I wouldn't dream of having anybody else unless unless the contract negotiations fell through. You know what I'm saying? But
contract
negotiations. I'll just say this, man. As far as parting shots, man, it's been a good season. As far as just chopping it up with you, and beholding each other during the loss and keeping each other out. And just sticking in there. And if there's anything that you learn from this team, it's resiliency. So, try to have that in your lives and try to have resiliency in your lives and do the best you can, man. This thing called life is fragile. So, we gotta look out for each other and be resilient. So that is all I got.
That was amazing. Good job, Edwin. I love that.
You did. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking us out this season. We will be back next season, God willing, to talk about the Atlanta Dreams championship season next season. Yeah, we're going to put that in the air. We're going to put that in the atmosphere. Let that marinate. The Atlanta Dreams championship season next season. And Yukiri and Ida will be back next season to give you all the ins and the outs, the ATL Dreaming Podcast, the only podcast dedicated solely to the Atlanta Dream. Make sure you rate the podcast on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and all that jazz. This has been a production of the Game Time Radio Podcast Network. And for my host, Shakiri, we will see y'all when we see you. Peace and love.
We will see you. Bye, y'all. Woo, woo, woo. Woo!